And good morning. Philadelphia City Council is holding a special review of issues facing the Kensington community. More from WHYY's Tom McDonald.
Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel said they're constantly fighting to keep two blocks around the intersection of Kensington and Allegheny clear.
There's a tendency to expand, but the more you expand, you start to dilute the capacity to control what you can control.
Councilman Jim Harrity lives near K&A. He complimented police and said the area is better, but said drug dealers remain.
You and your guys have been doing a bang-up job. I live on one of the worst corridors in the city for open-air drugs, and you guys got them guys shook.
The newest phase of the program is to use some of the 300 beds in the newly opened treatment facility at Riverview to place those who struggle with addiction into rehab. Commissioner Bethel said the city is not giving up on Kensington, but things take time.
This is part of a citywide deployment. We don't win the city without winning Kensington.
Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
There was a big crowd in Kensington last night. Rapper Skrilla showed up, announced on social media beforehand at Kensington and Allegheny Avenues. The rapper hails from Atlanta, Georgia. State and city leaders met with University of Pennsylvania officials Tuesday to demand an explanation for the university's changes to diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI. UPenn scrubbed DEI language and messaging from university websites and homepages after President Trump's executive order ending federal support for equity-related programs. State Representative Rick Krajewski represents West Philly and is a Penn grad. He says this is about more than words on a web page.
We're talking about a social responsibility on the behalf of our universities and our institutions. A social responsibility to create an environment that is welcoming to our students of color.
In a brief statement, UPenn officials said they remain committed to non-discrimination in all operations and policies. Delaware's congressional delegation hosted a virtual town hall Monday to address their concerns about the Trump administration's overhaul of the federal government. Roughly 2,000 people joined in. Congresswoman Sarah McBride highlighted Delaware's efforts to protect immigrant communities and to ensure law enforcement prioritizes safety over deportation or family separation.
What we have been doing as a Delaware delegation is we have been in regular communication with state government. Just recently, just this past Friday, I was meeting directly with a Sussex County mayor where this topic came up about making sure that law enforcement's resources are being prioritized to keep communities safe.
The delegation also described its commitment to safeguard residents from federal actions and how it'll work with local leaders to support displaced government employees. The Flyers over the Penguins, 6-1 Tuesday. The 76ers are on the road with the Knicks tonight. Our forecast calls for some windy conditions, some sunny to partly cloudy conditions, and a